This is my TED Talk speech / my podcast, and my podcast is over the topic on abortion, and so that's what I'm about to get started on. A topic I would like to talk about and touch on is abortion, because the conversation on abortion has been highly controversial for many years. I decided to voice my take on this topic because although I do not have any experience firsthand, I do believe that since I am a young woman, I do have the voice and ability to speak out about how I feel. The audience I would like to target throughout this speech are the individuals who feel as though women should not have the rights to get rid of their unwanted pregnancies. These people are also known as pro-life individuals. I'd also want these same individuals to benefit from this speech because you are only on the outside looking in and not understanding from their own perspectives that there are personal reasons as to why they choose to have these procedures done. When it comes to the popular spark of conversation on abortion, it began on January 22nd of 1973. In 1973, the Supreme Court handed down a decision that continues to divide the nation to this day. In Roe v. Wade, the court ruled that a state law that banned abortions except to save the life of the mother was unconstitutional under the 14th Amendment. NCC Staff 2020. This should not have been a case that deserved to be up for debate, because only a woman who is carrying a child should have a say about what needs to be done about her fetus. During the summer of 1969, a woman by the name of Norma L. McCorvey, in her early 20s, discovered that she was pregnant with her third child at the time, and during this time, she'd wished to have an abortion. According to the NCC staff, during that time, Texas law legally only allowed abortion to individuals to undergo personal abortion procedures due to certain cases, which only included rape, incest, or to only save the life of the mother at hand. 2020. Abortion has been a relevant topic of conversation for years, even years before the Roe v. Wade case. For many years, women from many different backgrounds and life stories have sought various ways to end their unwanted pregnancies in both across the country and across the world. To illustrate, enslaved black women in the United States developed what were called abortive fashions. These were drugs that were found to induce labor, as well as dangerous manual abortion techniques to stop their pregnancies after rapes and being coerced into sexual encounters with their white male slave owners. Women went through these secret procedures because they may have felt they did not have a credible reason to go through with a proper and legal abortion, so they took it upon themselves. There has been debate on whether people should be either pro-life or pro-choice, yet pro-life individuals who also happen to be anti-abortionists don't understand that these are women who have to go through these stressful pregnancies for 9 months into 40 weeks. In other words, they're also telling these women, no, you do not have absolutely have no control over your own body. You should go through with this pregnancy regardless of how you conceive this child. According to the U.S. Supreme Court, there was also distress for all concerned and associated with the unwanted child, and there is the problem of bringing a child into a family already unable psychologically and otherwise to care for it. 1973. Anti-abortionists and pro-life people fail to realize that if women give birth to kids they didn't want to begin with, the rate of children in foster homes will eventually skyrocket because they were born to a mother that was emotionally and mentally unable to care for a child. When you talk about whether you belong, whether you call yourself fitting into the category of either pro-choice or pro-life, there are many different ways to define it. And when you define pro-choice, which is what I side with, this is also can be named as pro-reproductive, and that means you support laws that allow people to access a full range of reproductive health care, including safe and legal abortion. Also, it means that you want to keep abortion legal and you believe that people have the right to access abortion. Pro reproductive rights people oppose laws that ban abortion, as well as keeping abortions out of reach. And when you talk about the pro-life people, these are also called anti-abortionists, and they are the people who want abortion to be illegal and feel that from the start of conception, a baby should be kept because it is a human. And I would have to disagree, not with the baby not being a human, but that the baby needs to be kept only because the mother is pregnant. Also, about a year ago, what sparked a nationwide conversation on abortion was a bill that seemingly became introduced and passed in a select few states titled the Heartbeat Bill. The bills prohibit abortion once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. North Kim, 2019. This bill will prevent women from going forward with any form of abortion after the 6-week mark of her pregnancy, but many women don't even have the knowledge that they will be pregnant around this time. So this would be completely unfair bill to go through with if it hasn't been already. The bill also proposes an idea that any woman that goes through with an abortion after the 6-week mark to face time up to 10 years in prison. North, 2019. Another thing that pro-life and anti-abortionists don't care to think about is that by making abortion illegal, it won't necessarily stop abortions from occurring. It'll only stop abortions from being safe and legal. In few parts of the world, only 43% of abortions are illegal. In most cases, people look at women as having abortions as irresponsible, and only because they automatically assume that once you lay down to get pregnant, that's where your responsibility should have started. But looking at it as a pro-choice individual, a woman having a choice over what she wants to do with her body, which might eventually result in an abortion, as taking responsibility. According to the CDC, in 2016, unmarried women accounted for 86% of all abortions in the U.S. 2016. Regardless of the fact, at the end of the day, considering yourself to be either pro-life or pro-choice doesn't account for the fact that we are not the ones that have to go through with these pregnancies. And decisions about whether a woman should either end their pregnancy, raise their child, or go through with adoption should not affect us as a whole. And we should respect the wishes with any choice that a woman may choose. Just know that you do have a voice for choice, and abortion gives women the voice and the power for reproductive freedom that no one should have a say over. And thank you. This was my podcast, and this was over the topic of abortion, and I hope you guys like it. Thank you.